Interim Prime Minister Jean-Marie Doré is hailing the 34-member transitional government as welcoming a new era in Guinea.
Je reste serein et confiant parce que
Prime Minister Doré said he is confident that the mixture of opposition politicians, union leaders, and military members will work together to drive the country toward democracy and prosperity. But two of the men who will continue their roles in the government have been implicated as perpetrators of human rights abuses, says Corinne Dufka, Human Rights Watch's senior West Africa researcher.
Very concerned about some of the appointments included in the new government, which was announced yesterday. Most notably, we're concerned about the presence in that government of two individuals who have been implicated in very serious human rights abuses from 2007.
Those two men are Lieutenant Colonel Moussa Camara Tegboro and Captain Claude Peavy. Tegboro, who was appointed by the previous ruling military junta to oversee the country's fight against drugs and serious crime, will retain his post. Last year, Tegboro publicly called upon citizens to burn criminals who are caught in the act of stealing. Dufka says he is also one of the key people implicated in a massacre in September of last year, in which more than 150 Guinean protesters were killed by members of Guinea's armed forces.
This is an individual who was present at the stadium during the incidents in September 2009. His name he was named by the International Commission of Inquiry as well as our report as being one of the primary individuals implicated in the September violence. Some of his subordinates were directly involved in very serious abuses at the stadium, and he has been recommended for prosecution by the Commission of Inquiry report, as well as us and other individuals with knowledge of those events.
Claude Peavy will be the Minister of Presidential Security under the transitional government. Dufka says Peavy has been implicated in a number of human rights abuses, including an incident in 2008 when he allegedly tortured a number of Cameroonians in Guinea for breaking the mirror on his car. This transitional government, overseen by opposition politician Doré, is the result of an agreement between civilian and military rule. It was agreed upon by the former ruling military junta, led by Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, who came to power during a bloodless coup in December 2008. Camara was forced to relinquish his hold on power after an assassination attempt last December. He is currently convalescing in neighboring Burkina Faso. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Dakar.